That's some more that can be used.
8:31 on the clock.
Yeah.
We'll call the Board of Equalization to meeting to order. Open Meetings Act is posted on the east wall. Attendance by observation. Jurgens, Hill, Bauman, Dorn, Lytle, Byers, Thiemann. Approve or disapprove agenda as presented.
I'd move to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Motion by Byers, second by Thiemann. Vote. And
Jurgens.
Terry, you want to switch your thing or...
7-0.
Did that.
April Fool's, no.
You're finally here, Terry.
Approve or disapprove minutes of previous meeting.
I would move to approve the minutes of the previous meeting, please.
Second.
Motion by Byers, second by Thiemann. Vote. Comments from... 7-0. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. And we're pretty sparse in public this morning, Galen. I think you're going to wait, maybe. Otherwise, we don't. We usually have one or two other people in here. Approve or disapprove tax correction slips number 9 through 11.
Have you had a chance to look at them?
I think they went down this side already, didn't they?
Yes.
I would look at them.
Approve that we approve them.
Second.
Motion by Byers, second by Thiemann. One was they just purchased business in May of 2013, late filing, sold items in 2013 and neglected to remove them from the tax roll. And another one was a correction for a homestead exemption.
Right.
I believe three of them.
Right.
Oh.
I don't know if anybody had any questions on those. Or
what causes a reduction from 100 to 25%, just difference in the income that the state saw?
Difference in income. The state reviews the income on them. So if they come across some income that they didn't report on their homestead exemption forms, then that will reduce the percentage they're allowed. Because like this one, he was originally approved for 100%, and there must have been something he didn't report. Some, maybe they sold something or some other income, and so it's reduced.
That ruling came from the State Department of Revenue. It wasn't,
right.
Basically, the homestead exemption, they turn in the paperwork to you, and then you forward it on to them.
Right, and it's usually maybe a year or two later that they come across some of
right.
these because, you know, they don't get to all of them right away, and then they mail us these letters. They mail them out to the people first, and they give them 30 days to appeal it if they want to. And
yeah, and this was the homestead exemption correction was for the year 2013.
Right.
Taxes. So, like she said, it's usually comes back later. And the one was a personal property that they there was a deduction of $36.26, but the homestead exemption added back $1,337, and the car wash forgot to file added back $3,977. So, any more questions? Vote. Oh, I need to sign that. 7-0. What else? Annette, anything else or what?
The only thing I really have is personal property schedules are due by May 1st. So people need to get those in. Otherwise, they'll start to incur a 10% penalty on them. We're still taking in the homestead exemptions, doing the pickup.
I don't have anything else either. Denny, anything
questions?
No, nope, everything's going pretty smooth, actually.
No,
I don't think we've had any threats in the office.
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. If nothing else, we'll end the Board of Equalization meeting at 8:35, and we'll wait to 8:45 to start a board meeting.